What is it this time? Again? You can't... Can't you just leave me alone? Each time you stay over, you want a new bedtime story. What am I, some kind of fairy tale spewing creature? Fine. Get into bed. Let's see here. I did that one actually. No joy. That's the other one. Let's see, what else kind of garbage is there? No. Who would want to read that? It's so much. It's a long story. Whatever. We'll go with this one. Yeah. The orphan girl turned princess or whatever. Fine. Once upon a time. You better sleep after this. Okay, there was a guy and his wife died, leaving him with a child, a little girl. She got older. And then he like, oh, you need a mother's love and care. So he decided to get married again. This time to a wither. So she was also didn't have a man. And she had two grown-up daughters, like 18 grown-up daughters. So she was really old then. I don't know. Grown-up daughters. But his second wife was haughty and proud. And she liked her own daughters, but not the other one. And they were also worse than their mom. So she was like, oh no, I don't like this. And the sisters that were more grown up was like, oh, she's so beautiful, but we're just ugly. Guess they didn't have plastic surgery. And they did all they could to make her look really sad. And throughout the spy, an enemy was a burden. And then they made the child, poor child, live in the kitchen. Okay. Poor. She wasn't really poor. She was just treated as a servant, I guess. She had to do all the rough and dirty work, and she was dressed in rags, and sat beside the cinder in the grate, so they called her Cinderella. So that's the first instance of her name. So her name would be Ella, then? But Cinder, fuck it. And then there was a king of the country, it only had one son. And he was very like, oh, my son has to be married. So he made a great ball and invited all the grand ladies of the country to come to it. It was a very big one. Lasted 3 nights, and people were very eager to be invited. For they'd known that the prince would choose his bride among the ladies present. So, like, they don't have, like, the political marriages there? Isn't a prince supposed to marry another princess from another country? Isn't that how it usually goes? Oh, but I guess this one was special. A special little boy. So the sisters of Cinderella, they got invitations. And then they talked about it, talked about it, like, oh my God, I'm gonna go there. What am I gonna wear? I so want to be the princess bride. That's a movie, actually. I do enjoy that movie. Yeah. You probably haven't even heard of that one. And when the great day, it would be days then since they had it over that, whatever. And then they dressed up for the ball after breakfast. And like the dirty child had to help them. And they had her busy with doing their hair, running message. Who are they sending messages to? And helping them lace up their fine dresses. Like, wouldn't they sweat out in those dresses then if they did it in the morning? Which is okay. It doesn't really make sense, but fine. And then when the dirty child saw them in their beautiful clothes, she wished she could go to the ball as well. And when she was like, "Please, stepmother, can I go to the ball?" They were like, ha, you go to that place? Like, what would you even do there? You don't look good. Ew. And you're just, like, you're dirty and stuff. Because people can't bathe, I guess. No, Cinderella. Go back to your seat amongst the ashes. That's the place in the little kitchen for girls like you. Okay, that's nice. And then, oh, I guess she was kind of grown up at this point as well. Like maybe 17, 18-ish. I don't know. Why did they call her a little girl then? That's okay, stupid. And then the stepsisters and their mom, they drove away in a carriage. And went to the king's place. Oh, no, king's palace. Yeah, then, yeah. And she was left behind. And then she sat down before the kitchen fire and began to, like, cry because I'm so lonely and miserable. And now she sat there with the firelight dancing over her. Wouldn't it just be in front of her? I don't know. And she had her face in her hands being like, and then she heard a voice calling, "Cinderella, Cinderella!" And then she looked up to see who it could be. They're not supposed to be anyone in the house, though, so the fuck? I would have screamed. And there in the heart in front of her, wait, did she come out of the fire? I don't know. There was an old woman. She was leaning on a stick. Now, this is different. She was dressed in a long red cloak and she wore high-heeled shoes and a black hat. So she's a witch. Where was the old lady? Can't really be that her, although I don't know. Fuck it. And then Cinderella was like, I don't know where she came from, because no one came through the door, and the windows were both shut and stuff. Oh, okay. But she was crying, was like, so why would she, would she have heard that? That story makes less and less sense. And she was so surprised to see another person. They were just like, "Oh my god!" and just stared at her in amazement. And then the witch, I'm old lady, asked her like, "Why you crying?" And then like, Cinderella, whatever, "Because my stepmom and my sisters have gone to the ball, and I'm left here all alone." I don't know why I'm using that voice. I don't care. "Do you want to go to the ball?" said the old lady. Probably. I also don't know her accent. "Yes, but it's no good. I have nothing to wear but rags." And she's like again. And then the witch old woman thing said, "Well, well, good child, cry no more." We already established she's not really a child anymore though, but okay. "I am your fairy godmother. And if you do what I tell you, perhaps you could go after all. Run along to the garden and bring me a pumpkin." So how is she not a witch? "I'm a fairy godmother. I just need a pumpkin." I don't know. And then Cinderella, of course, being whatever, being a slave girl, I don't know. She ran into the garden and brought the biggest pumpkin she could find. Because, yeah, whatever. And then she came back, put it down, was like, "Yeah, and now I want you to fetch me the mousetrap from the cellar." Why would the witch want that? This does not make sense. I would not have trusted anyone. Like, they just gave some mice. Yeah, I need that. And there was six mice in the trap. And then she harnessed them to the pumpkin. And then put a rat on top to drive them. Usually if there are mice, there are no rats though. It's usually one or the other. And where did she get lizards? And the lizards behind. And then she waved her wand over them. Fairy godmother or a witch? I'm leaning towards the witch part because, yeah. And then the pumpkin, of course, turned into a gorgeous coat. Did they? Oh, they probably went outside. Yeah. The pumpkin turned into gorgeous couch. The mice turned into six beautiful horses. The rat turned into a stately coachman. And the lizards into tall footmen with powdered hair and silk stockings. Why did they have silk stockings? What? Okay. "There," the old woman said. "Here's the carrot that can take you to the bowl." Oh my god. Okay, yeah, I want to go into a pumpkin. That's now like a carriage thing. Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. I wonder what she was on. Like she has to be on something. I know this is fairy tale land, but like come on. "Alas," said Cinderella, "how can I go to the ball? I have nothing to wear but this." And then she touched her ragged frock. Didn't they say she was just in, like, fuck, whatever. "Is that all?" said the bitch in the other dress. She waved her wand again and was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna turn this into a beautiful dress, all shiny with gold and silver threads and covered with costly gems." And in her hair, she put a circle of pearls for her feet that was shod with the prettiest and daintiest pair of glass slippers that there were ever to see. Wouldn't that be kind of hard to walk in though? Like the glass slippers and the dress itself, if she's not used to it, she's just gonna fucking trip and go smash her face. Well, whatever. And then was just, "Yuck, off to the castle with you, bitch. Go, go. But you have to come back before 12. Because when it strikes that, your splendor will vanish and your dress will turn into what it was, okay? And she's like, yeah, of course, godmother. I will follow thy instructions. And then she ran off to the thing, put herself inside of the coach, and then they just whipped off. She got there, and her dress looked really nice. And everyone's like, oh my god, that's probably a princess from another land or some shit. They all just let her in without an invitation, I guess. And then the prince Saru was like, oh, I want to clap that. Yeah, I want to clap that. So he just like ran over to her and was like, okay, we're gonna dance now. And then they danced throughout the evening. And like, ah, oh, he's chosen that one. Oh no. And then because Cinderella doesn't know how to read the clock, she's like, oh my god, it's almost 12. And then like, oh, the witch said I had to get out of here. So then she ran off. She said like, goodbye, goodbye. And ran away, I guess. And just as the clock struck 12, did she get home in just 15 minutes? Was it that close? Wouldn't it just have like 15 minutes just to get out of the property of the castle though? Whatever. And then all the things turned back to what they were. And then when the sisters came home later, there was Cinderella dressed in her usual icky bickies in the cinders or whatever. And the stepsisters were like, oh, I didn't like the fact that that princess came to the ball. And she was like, oh, so pretty. The evening after they'd gone to the ball again. Oh, this is different. So like they did it every day. Every one of the d Okay, so like every of the 3 days she came back and danced with him, was like, ah, oh, yeah, let's dance. And then she forgot herself. Oh, and then she heard the clock strike. Oh, then we get the thing from the other thing. She remembers who has finished striking. All the fine folks that turn into rags. And you, oh, in front of the prince. And she, then the prince tried to run after her. And then her little glass slipper fell off on the floor or something. Oh, this is different. But her clothes turned back at the last strike of 12, so her glass slipper would probably turn back into what she already had. So, like, okay. And he stopped and picked it up. And that gave her the time to escape. Oh no, it started chiming. Okay, they could have written that. So this time, he didn't see the princess. Guards told him nobody passed that way at all, just a raggedy kitchen maid. Prince went back to the ball with a glass thing and reminded of a beautiful lady he had so desperately in love with. But he couldn't remember her fucking face. And then next day the king was like, oh, gotta find her. The prince is really, really sad and wants to marry her. They went around, put the slippers on people's feet, because every people's feet are all different. There's no 2 feet in the same fucking size. Stupid. Then they came to the house where Cinderella lived. The stepsister tried on it, but was like, ah, impossible. They found out her great toe was too big, and then the stepmom was like, oh my god, just got a carving knife and just cut it off. She cut off her toe, no use, didn't fit. Handed it to her sister, no better luck. Her foot was too long, so it got stuck outside. of the slipper. Oh, cut that. How can you fucking cut off a heel? Oh, whatever. But she did that, and it was still too small. And at her length, she too had to give up, so she gave it back. And then, oh, this is also different. Then Cinderella was there as well, like, ah, can I also try that? And the stepmom and the sisters was like, no. But the herald heard and was like, yeah, let her try on the thing. And it fit her. Oh my god. The others just stood there. I was like, oh shit, it's her. And then Cinderella put it from her pocket, put out the other slipper. So the slipper stayed. Okay. None sooner she's done that, the raggedy frock changed into the beautiful ball dress. Okay, that's not how it went in the other thing, but whatever. And then she's just like, look at me. Because her dress turned back when she put on the shoes, I guess. Because it's magic. And the prince was like, oh my god, we found her. And then they got married. And the sisters, well, they were so jealous that they turned green. So they turned into witches? Sisters, witches? And then no one wanted to look at them, like, oh god, they're so ugly now. But Cinderella got more and more beautiful, and then she lived with the prince happily ever after. Yeah. And in the end, they all died, I guess. Because they do that in the end. Whatever. This one took a turn. Yeah, you got your fairy tale thing. So, we good? Okay. Now sleep, and I'm gonna rinse out my eyes and have something to drink, as this is just horrible. I don't like this. Yeah, just sleep. Sleep and leave me alone.